Hello and welcome to Chatterbox, the talking news for Norwich. This is edition number 2263, and it was recorded on Thursday, the 7th of March, 2024. Welcome from me, Paul Henderson, and today I'm joined by my usual partner, Ruth Murray. Today we have our usual mix of items, news from the city, some letters to the evening news, and three features, which will be read by Dorothy Sneesby. We also have Chris Skinner's Nature podcast, so please keep listening for that at the end of Chatterbox.
Hello, everyone. We start with our first batch of news items covering a farm shop owner visiting number 10, one of the best pubs around, and the discovery of some historical artefacts. A Norwich farm shop owner said she was proud to attend a reception at 10 Downing Street, celebrating community food and farming champions. Charlotte Gurney, who runs White House Farm in Sprowston with her husband Oliver, was invited to the state rooms at the Prime Minister's residence as a guest of Norwich North MP Chloe Smith. Visitors from around the country were welcomed by DEFRA Secretary Steve Barclay and Farming Minister Mark Spencer. Mrs. Gurney represented a Norfolk business which had grown from a pick-your-own fruit farm into a thriving community hub, including a farm shop, cafe and butchery, as well as creating commercial units hosting a beautician, dance studio, doggy daycare and a pottery painting firm, amongst others. Farming is at the heart of what we do. It's our roots, our history, and integral to our story, she said.
A Norfolk pub has won an esteemed national award after being recognised for its imaginative dishes. The Gin Trap Inn in Ringstead near Hanstanton has been praised in the Times and Sunday Times Best Places to Stay awards. The venue has won the Pubs with Rooms Hotel of the Year category after being commended by the judges for both its popularity with locals and the imaginative dishes showcasing the superb local seafood, game and veg.
The potential rebuild of one of the city's most prominent buildings could have hit a snag after concerns were raised about the presence of historical artefacts. Norfolk County Council's Historic Environment Department has called for an archaeological investigation to be carried out at the former Debenhams department store in Red Lion Street. The authorities' officers have highlighted the possibility of buried archaeological remains at the site and asked for a full assessment to be carried out before any work begins to convert the building into 400 student flats and new shops.
Major road schemes across Norfolk face an uncertain future. As the Shadow Chancellor says, funding is not guaranteed. Rachel Reeves was unwilling to pledge that projects such as the Western Link and the dualling of the A47 would receive financial support from a Labour government. The Shadow Chancellor said that although existing government commitments to roadworks would be honoured, any remaining funding gaps may not be plugged. She added, "I'm not going to make any funding commitments unless we can say where the money is going to come from. People are fed up with broken promises. Our economic inheritance is going to be the worst any government has had since the Second World War, and the scale of the challenge of tackling this cost of living crisis is going to be immense. We will have to see what is affordable within the terrible inheritance we are facing." Some of Norfolk's biggest road projects have not been awarded full funding, including the controversial Norwich Western Link, a 3.9-mile road to connect the Northern Distributor Road to the A47. Council leaders are expecting the Department for Transport to increase its agreed contribution to the bill for £213 million to £251 million But months have passed since that possibility was mooted.
6 years ago, the Winter Gardens in Great Yarmouth was declared one of the most endangered buildings in the UK. The much-loved seafront People's Palace had been closed in 2008 amid safety fears and has stood empty and derelict ever since. But now there are hopes that a restoration project, which this week received a boost from the National Lottery Heritage Fund, who increased funding from £9.9 million to £12.3 million, will put the town back on the map. National Lottery officials and the project's leading architect, as well as councillors, toured the building ahead of the renovation. Robin Llewellyn, National Lottery Heritage Fund Area Director, said the revival of the Grade 2 listed building will be a milestone moment for Great Yarmouth. "This is one of the biggest heritage stories in the UK," she said. The Winter Gardens is the last surviving Victorian ironwork glasshouse on a seaside promenade in the country. In 2021, it was one of five transformational projects to be given a Heritage Horizon Award from the Heritage Fund. Ms. Llewellyn said the restoration will save the heritage and bring a use back to the building which is relevant for the area, making it a public space.